This episode of IREM Today is brought to you by New England In Touch Call Center. Unshackle yourself from your phone. New England In Touch is an answering service based in West Warwick, Rhode Island, that lets you focus on bringing up your business's bottom line. With their help, you will have more time and energy to provide the best products and services to your customers. Call New England In Touch today at 866-258-1952.
Now on AM 790, it's time for IREM Today, the property management show with hosts Dina Cimarelli and Chrissy Denalian. Join them now for this live call-in show to discuss property management issues and hear from guests from all trades and programs discussing your real estate needs. Here's your hosts, Dina and Chrissy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to IREM Today, the property management show here on AM 790. It is Tuesday, April 11th. 4:06 p.m. and the sun is shining.
It is a hot one out there.
It is. I like it.
It's very warm. And it's warm in the studio, as always.
As always. It's just too warm
Dina,
in here.
Dina's got her summer outfit on.
I mean, would you not have a summer dress
she was
on
at the,
today?
And she was
some
at the
sandals.
Beach.
I was not at the beach. I hope my manager is not listening to this. I was definitely not at the beach. I was out selling my soul today, trying to get some advertising.
And getting your tan on, too.
And getting my tan on. I think I got a sunburn on my shoulders, though. I am Dina Cimarelli, and I am here along with my co-host, Chrissy Denalian.
Hello.
Which you just heard from. And we are in the studio every Tuesday. We are your live local radio show from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we know that out there, there's a lot of these fun syndicated programs on this radio station.
But we're fun.
But we're fun. but we're not syndicated. So what does that mean, Chrissy?
That means that we're live and local, and you can call us anytime if you have any questions about real estate or the property management or anything like that or advertising.
Advertising, yes.
Hopefully we can answer those questions for you.
I think we'll be able to.
And you can call us here at 401-437-5000 or 1-888-345-0790.
I like it. Hey, I was thinking today is the first Tuesday in I don't know how many weeks that it's been not like horrendous outside.
Raining, snowing, sleeting.
We've gone through, I think, every single possible weather circumstance other than sun.
Yes.
And I'll take it.
I will, too.
Tomorrow it's going to rain.
This one's for Jason Martins.
This one's for you, Jay Martins. So just in case you're tuning in for the first time and you want to know what IREM stands for, we are the Institute of Real Estate Management, and we are the most professional group in the country for managing real estate.
And what's really great is that we have somebody here.
Somebody?
That Alex Moore, that is an IREM intern.
He is.
Say hello.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Is this the first time, do you know, Alex, is this the first time that IREM has had an intern? Because it was news to us that IREM had an intern.
I believe there was one before me.
Really?
Yeah, it's just they don't really get them too often, I guess.
Gotcha. And how were you solicited to come on to this? Did we find you or did you find us?
I think we found you. I was talking with Holly. She's my supervisor for my internship, and she was just telling me about your program and everything, how she wanted me to come on and talk to you guys just about what I'm doing.
Gotcha.
And, yeah.
I like it. We're going to learn a lot more about later, right?
We have a lot more questions.
We do. I know you do. You already have them all planned out. I'm just going to sit back and could be the Chrissy and Alex show today.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. You're going to add our insightful stories.
No, I don't have anything exciting about the kids today.
Tell me.
No, we had a great weekend. We went and we watched some motocross racing on Sunday. What else did we do? I can't remember. We had some fun stuff going on this weekend.
We had the Easter Bunny at my property.
You did?
Yeah, it was a good time.
My kids could care less about meeting Santa, the Easter Bunny. They want nothing to do with these people. Nothing.
I mean, a lot of the children didn't want much to do with the Easter Bunny because they were crying.
I swear to you, the only Santa picture or Easter Bunny that exists is when my son, his first year of life when he was a baby. Because he didn't know, because we just put him and brought him to these characters just for our own personal benefit for memories.
Let's take pictures. Right.
And then the second year when we had had our daughter, my son was now aware of the situation, and he was sitting on a giant man with a white beard or a giant Easter bunny and would start to cry hysterically, and then my daughter would cry, and then we never went back. So we have nothing left but broken memories.
Well, that's kind of sad. I mean, some of the bunnies, I know that over in Lincoln, actually, one of our vendors came in and showed me their picture with the kid, and that bunny is a little scary.
Yeah, I know. Well, think about it. Those bunny heads,
I mean, some of them are
jugundo.
Cute. Some of them are cute.
No, none the of them are cute.
The one at my property was adorable.
Would it have a big head or a small head?
I mean, it was appropriate sized head.
I don't believe you.
I'll show
I
you
want
pictures.
To see a picture.
I will. Anyway.
All right. So getting back, locally, we are known as the Greater Rhode Island Chapter 88. And another thing you might be wondering is, what does IRM do? What do we do at IRM, Chrissy?
We are the source of education and professional recognition for managers of all types of properties. So if you manage an elderly housing building or a commercial property or a single family home or a tenement building, then the Institute of Real Estate Management is for you. If people are looking for a career in property management, or if you maybe they're looking for something different and they want to have some kind of training or education or even a designation so that way they can be recognized as a professional property manager, what kind of designations do we offer?
We offer two that we usually speak about. I know we offer, was it more than two, but the two important
the two,
ones.
The two for specific
individual people.
To get them.
We have the ARM, which
yes.
is the Accredited Residential Manager.
Yes.
Which
I am.
You are.
I like to talk about that every week.
I know, because you
ARM.
Like to talk about yourself,
I mean,
and I'm fine with that.
It's fine. You talk about your kids. I talked about myself and my dog.
That's okay. You just like to
mom.
Say, because I'm not an ARM, so you just want to be better than me.
Yes. I have a designation, and Dina does not. And then we have the Cadillac of all Cadillacs, the CPM.
We do, and that's the Certified Property Manager.
Yes.
And what is that equivalent to?
That's equivalent to about a degree from Harvard.
That's amazing.
That's what Jack Benson
says.
You know
how much money people would save if they got their CPM?
I know.
As
just get a CPM.
A
don't
degree
go to Harvard.
From Harvard.
Forget that.
Are you ever going to get your CPM? Did
yes.
I ever ask you that
yeah,
before?
Yeah, I want to. I want to actually apply, which we'll talk about in a minute, for the scholarship
fantastic.
Program.
I mean, we talk about it. And we have all this money.
We have all this money. There's a scholarship program through IRMRI.org. You can click right on there. I think you just need a letter of recommendation, and you have to bring in a resume and a couple other things that they ask you for. Maybe
can you
a
put
paragraph.
Me down as a reference?
I don't know about that.
Give me a call.
Write up a little list about why property management is important to you or why you see yourself in property management. And what's great about the scholarship program is it alleviates 75% of the cost of the classes.
It does.
Which, I mean, that's a no-brainer. They have all this money. They want to give it away. So we always encourage people to apply for these scholarships. And that's not just for the CPM. That's also for the ARM that they offer that. So if you're going out on your own or if your company is paying for it, you can apply for it either way.
Exactly. Do you need any type of... do you need to be an ARM for a certain amount of time before you can become a CPM? Because don't you have to work in a property for at least a year before you can get your ARM?
ARM. Yeah.
So is there any type of
tenure
that's needed?
I'm not sure because I haven't gone through the process yet, but
yeah.
I know it's a little, it does entail a little more. I mean, speaking with people in my company that have become a CPM, all of them have talked about how it's a little more intense of a process.
Maybe let's get Fred on the show.
Yes.
Oh, I'm thinking about it. He just went through the CPM, didn't he?
He did. He did. He got his CPM, at the Christmas party.
Christmas he got installed.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, you know what? Fred, if you're listening, you're coming on.
He's probably not listening.
Well,
he doesn't care what I do.
No. That's awful. I don't think my manager's listening either. That's okay.
We're out here on our own, Dina.
So, as Chrissy was alluding to earlier, she was telling you can go to IRMRI.org and you can fill out all the information if you want to apply for the scholarship program. And then also, we'd like to talk a little bit about Karen Cuddle.
We do. Our association executive.
Yes.
And she basically handles all things IRM, from events to probably, I don't know, everything.
I think pretty much all of the administrative behind the scenes
yes.
work that goes on, I'm pretty sure Karen facilitates all of it.
Minutes, all that other
She's
stuff.
She's the I only think. One who ever answers me.
I mean, you call her and she answers right away.
I text her, I email her.
I don't even think that she gets the email and she sends me back a response.
She
is
she doesn't
so...
even get it and she already knows what
yes,
to respond
I know.
To you.
I know. She's like, oh, Chrissy's going to email me. Oh, okay. She just did.
Well, that's good because I actually talked to her the other day and later on in the show when we talk about the events we have going coming up, we have to talk about some sponsorships that are still available for the golf tournament and the 40th anniversary awards dinner that's coming up in
and the
May.
The golf tournament does contribute to our scholarship fund, so it's a very important event.
It is.
And it's very important for us to kind of get that money to give it to other property managers to benefit for their education. So
if you did
want to call Karen, you can give her a call at 401-479-7734.
Yes. Call her.
Call her. I'm trying to get her
on the show. If you're listening, Karen, I'm putting you out there right now on blast. You should be here next Tuesday as our guest.
Yes. We want Karen. And I think Carrie's coming on,
I think, the first Tuesday in May.
Yeah.
So we have her.
I think we have Sean from ARS at the end of this month. And then
yep.
So
it's all good stuff. And then we get to talk to Alex when we come back, because we are going to take a little quick break right now. When we get back, we're going to talk to Alex Moore, our IREM RI intern. And you're listening to IREM Today, the Property Management Show, and we will be right back.
All right. It is 4:19 here on IREM Today, the Property Management Show. I'm Chrissy Danilian, along with my co-host, Dina Cimarelli. We're live here in the studio every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. Before we left for break, we were talking with Alex Moore, who is our IREM intern.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
They can't hear you unless you speak, yeah. Alex. Nodding doesn't work here. I have a couple of questions, because I just never even heard of the IREM intern. So they said that Holly had told you about?
Yeah. Holly Rigoli from Paleo Properties, who is also our secretary. Mm-hmm. At IREM, had told us that Alex was doing the internship, and she'd love to have him come on the show and kind of talk a little bit about what he's doing with IREM. It sounds like Alex was working with Holly in regards to property management, because that's what her company, Paleo Properties, does. And then I think she slowly started to bring him over to the IREM side, which is awesome. So just to give you a little bit of background with Alex, he's 23 years old. He's from North Providence, my hometown, which... Am I proud of it? I don't know.
No, I am.
I definitely am. No, I love North Providence. And right now, Alex is a senior at Rhode Island College, and he's studying general business management. So go ahead. You have some questions for Alex. Go ahead. You can shoot them off.
Yeah, I just think it would be great to talk about maybe IREM, the IREM internship. What does it entail?
Right. Well, it's basically an outreach internship. So what I'm trying to do right now is reach out to local colleges and maybe some high schools and stuff like that, and set up a time where I can just go in front of a class for like 5 to 10 minutes, mm-hmm. and just put on a little presentation just about what property management is, and just try to introduce people about it, because like me, I didn't know anything about it. I didn't even know what it was or that it was even out there. So that's basically what it's all about. And
so you're specifically recruiting for IREM or for just property management in general?
I think for property management in general, just mm-hmm. to, you know, let people know about that kind of career path.
When I was on the phone with Holly today, she actually thought it was great to have Alex go out and speak to his peers at school, because, you know, even like Pacern, you guys are a very young and up-and-coming property management team, the leasing agents, and I think Holly feels that Alex being his age can definitely kind of like just relate instead of having, you know, no offense to the more senior property managers. I don't think you're senior. And I'm not going to mention anybody who I think is senior, but I think
it's relatable.
Different. If somebody came in and they were like 50 years old and they're like, we've been doing this for 30 years, I don't see maybe the excitement that they might see if like Alex was in there, more or less saying it. So I think that's kind of where she saw the value. Mm-hmm. And then she'd ended up, you know, just kind of bringing him over, I guess, to do some IREM stuff.
And on our IREMRI.org website, there are job opportunities that they're always posting on there for different management sites. So you can always relate them back to the website.
Oh, that's true. There are some jobs for like leasing agents. Mm-hmm. And obviously, property manager might not be something they can do
right out
of
college.
But
we like to work our way up in our company and start off at the ground floor and work your way up.
So what has made you decide to work with IREM and kind of move forward with this portion of your internship?
Well, I had signed up for an internship class for my school, and then I was on the career development website, and I was just going down, looking through all the different internships, and then I saw IREM, and I was like, oh, what is this thing? So I just clicked on the information, and I looked at it, and it said about property management, and then when I finally talked to Holly and I met up with her and she was telling me all about it, it seemed like it could be a really interesting career path for me. So
that's cool.
Might as well learn as much as I can about it.
Absolutely.
Did you have any real estate experience beforehand?
No, not at all.
Or
no,
any classes or anything that perked your interest?
Not really. It's just basic management and marketing classes and human resources.
But a lot of that is
relatable.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah, there's no specific class about property management though. So.
Yeah. But even like the HR portion of it, because Chrissy deals with that all the time, there's definitely some aspects that would overflow. Why are you laughing at me?
I was like, oh no, what's she going to say? Yes, no. I mean, in property management, you kind of wear a bunch of different hats. We've always talked about this. There's many different hats that you wear as a property manager or in property management in general. There's customer service aspect. There's just the everyday leasing and relating to people,
which
is sales. Yep. And you're doing that, you know, when you're going to different schools and talking to them. That's kind of a sales pitch as well.
Yeah, for sure.
And the HR aspect, I mean, there's plenty of people that work for me that I have to kind of stay on top of or go into maybe different things as
Chrissy
far as...
Chrissy is a drill sergeant. So if you ever get the opportunity to work for her, do not.
Oh, boy. Stop it. Don't say that.
No, she runs a tight ship. Yeah. I can honestly imagine that you run a tight ship and your things are done correctly.
Do.
I believe
but
it.
There's also like fun that. Stuff. Like I introduce games and stuff at my properties and ways for them to earn... you know, more money or things like that.
Oh, that's great. Doing, little incentives and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I made a Passernopoli game. And
you didn't.
Yeah.
Of course you did.
With all of our different sites. And recently I just did my property land, like Candyland. So,
I like that.
Right. So, I mean, there's different ways for you to, like, kind of get involved. And I mean, that's kind of an HR to understand what your people are like and what they're going to benefit from. So
yeah, it's just good for the morale, too. It's like a little bit of downtime.
Oh, yeah, you
it's
need
fun.
A little boost.
You definitely
sometimes.
Need that. So what have you done so far with your internship? Have you gone out? Have you spoken to anybody yet?
I haven't yet, but I've set up a bunch of times at my school where I can just talk in front of my class. And I signed up for the student membership, and I'm starting to take the introduction to the IREM 101 course or whatever it is, and I've gotten pretty much through that, so I get a basic understanding of what property managers do and who they work for stuff like that, who hires them.
What's the IREM 101 course? Do I need to take that? Is that part of the ARM?
Don't you run that?
Apparently not.
I mean, that's part of this. No,
I'm learning a lot of stuff. Alex is teaching me a lot of stuff today. I'm going to have to call Karen.
So what are you currently learning in these classes?
Which class? The student membership? The IREM?
Have you started that one yet? The IREM 101? Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah. Yep. I spent some time with that yesterday, and it was just basically giving me a background of what property managers do, where they work, what kind of properties they run, who they work with, and who reports to them, and who has to hire them, and it's all this information, and at the end, you get an assessment, so...
That's
it's
fun.
Really good information.
Do you delve anything into like the financial aspects of anything yet, or
not?
Is that
not
more
really.
On the ARM.
Yeah, it might be. It might be later on. Later. I haven't really finished it yet, but so far.
Are they talking to you about properties like what's market, what's affordable, what's Section 8? Are you learning about the different types of properties?
Did you just go through day one of class?
I started it yesterday.
Is it like some of the classes that you would go through for your ARM?
I don't know.
It might just be in the student membership. It's like one of the very first things you do,
I'm signing
I guess.
Up. I'm going on the website.
It's basically like for... It just tells you what kind of properties they run, like commercial, residential, retail, stuff like that. So,
see that? He knows more than I do. Well, I don't... Just to give you a little background, I don't work on the property side. I sell advertising to the property management industry. So
she's a friend of IREM.
I'm a friend of IREM,
exactly.
And I'm a vendor. So I see things from one aspect where Chrissy's in the trenches of it every day.
Okay.
So we kind of have two different sets of...
Yeah.
They're trenches.
Trenches. I'm putting out fires every day.
You kind of did one day. She really did.
Oh, boy.
Oh, gosh.
And that day, honestly, we just got done talking about fires on the show.
Wow.
Fire safety. We were talking about, you know, smoke alarms.
It was in the middle of that class.
And we honestly thought that she was joking.
Yeah.
And she's like, there's a fire at my property.
That's
I gotta
crazy.
Go. We're like, what? So she definitely gets involved with that stuff. So what are some of the other things, Chrissy?
I was just wondering, like, for your future, once you graduate, do you think that you'll be joining IREM or continuing your education on the ARM or CPM track?
I definitely think that's a way that I can go. ARM sounds pretty good. CPM sounds awesome.
Yeah.
The Cadillac, like you said.
The Cadillac.
Yeah. I didn't really have anything in mind when I graduated college. I was just doing general management, and that's why I saw this opportunity as something I could really take advantage of, and it would help me.
So I know we talked a little before. Are you specifically only working at Paolino, or have you worked? I know that you talked a little bit about maybe working.
Yeah.
Or working a little bit at Ferland.
Yeah.
Too.
I mean, I'm not really working for them. It's just I go meet with Holly over at her office, and then I started talking to Jason Palermo over at Ferland Corp in Pawtucket, and he was telling me a little bit about what he does on the residential side. And he gave me an office over there that I can just go in and work on.
That's cool.
For the internship. It's just for IREM, I guess. It's basically I'm just trying to get more people to join for student memberships. That's why I go out and I'm going to talk to students.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's just to get more people involved in IREM.
Great. And I know tomorrow, I mean, this isn't IREM sponsored, but IREM is going to be a exhibitor tomorrow at the Who's Who in building and construction showcase. So that's what we're doing tomorrow. So I think more or less, I know Carrie's going to be there, who's the president of our chapter, and I know Holly's going to be there, myself and Alex, maybe a few others. And it's basically we're trying to recruit to bring on some new friends of IRAM, because right now we have, what are we, in the high 30s, maybe 40 or so friends, and we're trying to recruit some more. So we're just going to kind of explain to them what IRAM is and what we do there, and take it from there.
Yes, right? That sounds
so
wonderful.
We're still going to keep
out. I didn't even know about it until they sprung this on me.
Surprise. Well, see.
I guess I'm not a who's who.
And I'm a... You are a who's
who. I'm a nobody.
You're just not on the friends committee.
Right.
See, that's why you should do what I do and overextend yourself and join every committee possible.
She is. She's the committee of all chairpersons.
There you go. So right now it's 4:30 and we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to IRAM Today, the Property Management Show.
Now back to IRAM Today, the Property Management Show, with your hosts, Dina Semirelli and Chrissy Denalian, on AM 790, your station for talk and business.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is 4:35 p.m., Tuesday, April 11th, and you're listening to IRAM Today, the Property Management Show. I am Dina Semirelli, along with my fabulous co-host,
Hello,
Chrissy Denalian.
It's me.
It is you. And we are live here in the studio every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m.
And it's a hot one.
It's a ridiculously
hot one.
It's even
hotter in here.
It is.
It's like a little sauna.
It is. It's horrible. So if you were listening earlier, you know that we have Alex Moore in studio today, who is an IRAM RI intern. We're going to get back to Alex in a little bit. We were talking a little bit about kind of like what he's been doing so far with IRAM with his internship, both on the property side and, you know, sitting in the talking to Holly with Paleo Properties and talking with Jason Palermo from Furland. So we have a few more questions for him. And also before the show, before break, we actually said that we were going to be at the Who's Who in Building Construction Showcase tomorrow at Gillette. Alex will be there. And Chrissy will not.
I'm not a who's who. I'm nobody.
You're so important.
I am.
That you don't need to be. We're like lackeys. So why don't we can position it like that.
What time is this event at?
So the event itself, the showcase is from 2 to 6. And again, it's at Gillette.
Can anyone go?
Well, let me see. The Blue Book Building and Construction Network are putting it on. You know what? Experience New England's premier industry networking and education event. I don't know that there's any, I don't know if you need to be like in the construction industry or in the property management industry. I haven't
interested
seen
in
that.
General
what I would suggest you do is actually go on the website to
or call
find
Karen.
Out. Call Karen might know. Karen's going to be there.
Karen will know.
Karen, and it's go to thebluebook.com. And then you can search for the event that's happening tomorrow at Gillette called the Who's Who in Building and Construction Showcase. Do you know anything else about this, Alex, about the event? It's okay if you don't, because I know nothing.
That's about all I know, too.
So, yeah.
I wasn't even aware that it was happening, so.
Yeah, well, you know what? You can't know everything, Chrissy.
I know.
Because I'm sure you know stuff that I don't know, you know, but I know we try because we strive for perfection here.
Okay.
And actually, one of the important things that we're going to be focusing on tomorrow at the event is trying to create our friend, our list. We want more friends. We want more vendor partners in the industry that we can, you know, definitely use, because we've had a lot of vendors on the show here so far, and we have another one in 2 weeks. We have Sean coming on from ARS Restoration. But again, like Chrissy and I, you know, Chrissy being on the property side, you take advantage of all these vendors,
yeah.
And you
take advantage of them.
You do. I know you do. It's your tough.
What is a friend, though, Dina? I don't understand. What's
don't
a friend?
You don't know what a friend is.
Okay, please explain
this to me. So a friend is just a really good person. No. A friend is somebody who right now partners with IRAM, and my company, RentPath, we are a friend of IRAM, which we pay a membership every year, and there's two different levels. There's both gold and platinum, and it allows you to get into any networking events, any educational seminars, any type of fundraising events. You are able to attend these events and these seminars for a discounted price, which is pretty good. But being a friend just allows you to come in and kind of talk about what your industry is, what you do, what you have to offer.
There are even special events that sometimes they sponsor.
Exactly.
I know that ARS is doing something in a couple of weeks.
That's a two-day seminar,
for a seminar. And
for OSHA?
For OSHA. I think it's through GEM.
Well, I know it's being held at GEM Plumbing, but ARS is hosting
it.
I don't think GEM, is GEM a friend? Or they're just using their space? I don't know if they're on a
I'll
friends list or not.
I'll have to look that up. I have it over there somewhere.
And again, it's a great way for vendors to kind of talk to the property side and the property managers to let them know that, you know, whoever, if they need an attorney, if they need somebody in restoration, if they need somebody in IT. And then it's great because the property is truly can get to know these people and use them when they need them. Because I know, like I said, right. you definitely...
And there are so many different property management companies. I mean, I can only speak for the company that I work for, but there are so many different other property management companies that go to these events and probably also take advantage of knowing these vendors and using these vendors. And there's everything from advertising to...
Exterminating, restoration,
real estate, website
attorney.
Design. Yeah. I mean, there's so many different vendors that can be utilized through property management and just in general, probably for your everyday life.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, if you need somebody at your house, if you need an attorney or if you need restoration, and definitely if you're using them for your property, I'm assuming that you definitely call on them first before you went to an outside stranger.
Right, because you establish these relationships. Yep. And I mean, it is important to, even from a property management side of things, because for me, it's important for me to market my property and talk to even local businesses. If anybody's looking for an apartment or anything, we always try to do marketing every week. Our leasing consultants usually go out on the properties, go out of the property and visit a few places every week just to visit local communities to establish relationships so that way they can refer. Maybe they're not looking for an apartment at that moment, but maybe they have a friend that's looking.
Exactly.
And, you know, you might not see a direct marketing effort, but you do see some
word of mouth.
Kind of,
you know, right. I mean, I'm in advertising and it's paid advertising, but definitely word of mouth. You know, a lot of times when I visit the properties and I always ask them, you know, what can you contribute your number one like lead source of traffic? And they're like word of mouth referrals.
Right. Especially in Rhode Island. It's if you don't know somebody that lives there, you know somebody that knows somebody that lives there. So
it's that 6 degrees of separation.
It's like two.
But even for me, you know, my personal experience so far being a friend of Iram on the advertising side, I was actually able to, you know, create and cultivate a lot of relationships, but I got some new clients out of it, you know, just started working with Property Advisory Group and, you know, and that was
Jack.
With Jack, you know, and that was a client, you know, I was trying to get through the door for, you know, about a year.
And then you got the radio show. And
then I got the radio show and it was like, oh, she's on the radio. We're going to advertise with her, but, you know, and, you know, I'm still trying to get through that Percern door. We're not going to talk about that right now, but I'm trying. I'm not going to give up. I'm pretty persistent. I am. So, Chrissy, I know, again, before we left for break, you know, like I said, we have Alex Moore in studio today. He's an IRAM
intern.
RI intern.
Yes.
And we had some great questions.
I had another question for you. What's your favorite part of your internship so far?
Well, right now, it's probably just the education portion of it, just learning about all the aspects of property management and just learning what IRAM is and what they do, what they can offer for everybody. But I'm sure once I start to go out and talk in front of classes and stuff, that'll be real interesting just to let everybody know what's out there for another career path that most people don't even know is out there. And I'm sure I'll get a bunch of questions, and then I have a bunch of handouts I can give to them if they have more questions that I can't really answer. I can give them...
Refer them to the right person.
Give them a link to the website. And then...
Just call Karen. She'll know all the answers.
Call Karen.
It's funny you say that you didn't even know this existed, nor did I. I mean, you know once you think about it, but like when I got hired at RentPath, it was more so for selling the digital advertising. I didn't really understand what the product was and who my target market was. And then I started to learn all about property management, how you have the manager and the leasing staff, and some of these properties in Rhode Island are privately owned, and then you have some of the major property management companies like Percern or Paolino. So for me, it was kind of like 2 years ago, the same thing. I never really thought about what happens at apartment communities because, A, I've never lived in one, and I never really had to know what was going on there. So much like you, 2 years ago, I started my education just even learning about this because I really had no idea. I don't want to say I didn't know it existed, but to have to think about it on a daily basis and really understand it, I had no clue. But now I'm an expert.
So are you with your classes that you're going to be speaking in front of? When would that be? Did you already said that you had set up some appointments? When are you starting that process?
I have a couple set up for a couple of weeks. Just when I have a presentation for the class already, just as part of what I have to do for the class. And then just before, I just told them, like, let me talk real quick about my internship and what I'm doing, just like 5-10 minutes real quick. And they said, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah,
you can just go ahead and do that. And I said, yeah, just before, like, I start my presentation for whatever my assignment was.
That's cool.
Yeah, just real quick about it.
If so we were talking earlier about you pursuing a career in property management, if that's something that you wanted to pursue, mm-hmm. what branch of property management do you think that you would be kind of more geared towards?
I think residential sounds like it's pretty interesting.
There's the most amount of stories in residential.
Really, yeah.
Chrissy's got stories about her stories. It's amazing. Yeah. I like the off-air ones the best.
Right. Those are
the best.
Yeah, it definitely seems like it could create a lot of stories and just working with a whole bunch of different like people's personalities and just a whole bunch of different things that you can find if you walk into someone's apartment or condo. And
right, and we've talked about some things on the air. We've talked about different management issues that you might have at your properties, including like smoke. We've even talked about smoking
issues.
Leaving
candles lit. And
candles and fires and hoarding. And there's so many different issues that can arise in property management. But you deal with it. You move on and that's it.
And I think like the training also that you get by taking your ARM classes, like we had somebody from Persona who came in a few months back now, Kara, and she had just went through the ARM, the week training, and she got to learn how to deal with all that stuff, you know, so where Chrissy's kind of a seasoned veteran at this point, and she just probably doesn't think about it, and maybe you or somebody new coming into the industry, they really, I think, show you and teach you how to kind of tackle mm-hmm. with that. You don't know, I think, until you're really hands-on with that type of stuff,
right.
But they definitely
or
can give you...
Or until you go through the situation or have somebody, you know, that's a good mentor to you that can kind of guide you the way to talk to people, whether it be with resident issues mm-hmm. or just events that might happen. I always think that
I know because we've talked about eviction and sometimes, you know, I know like Chrissy's dealt with eviction where unfortunately a resident, a tenant has just faced a hard time and maybe couldn't pay rent. And then you have the people who just don't pay rent. So it's kind of, she has to turn on her emotions. You know, she has to handle both of them, obviously, professionally. Some of it's just same scenario, but different circumstance, mm-hmm. I guess, you know, but
right.
That's good stuff.
Good stuff.
Good stuff. All right. So we are going to take a quick break again now.
Oh, already?
We are. I know.
Oh, my gosh. Time is just flying by in this little sauna.
I know. And when we come back, we're going to actually talk about some of the events that we have coming up with IRAM, right?
Yes.
Okay, we'll do that. So you're listening to IRAM Today, the Property Management Show, and we will be right back after this.
All right, it is 4:49 here on IRAM Today, the Property Management Show. I'm Chrissy Danilian, along with my co-host, Dina Cimarelli. We're live here in the studio every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m.
We are.
And we still have Alex Moore, who's our IRAM RI intern.
Exactly.
Yep. With exciting things to talk about.
So exciting.
All about his internship and how it's going. And how many hours are the internship?
It's a total of 120. So I need to get that done by the end of the semester, which is in 3 weeks.
Did you start?
I got a late start. It was probably about end of February, early March. And just needed to start, get the ball rolling.
You had a late start just because you hadn't found somewhere to do your internship
yet?
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, so I had to go through career development at my school and stuff like that. I originally took the class because I thought, oh, you sign up for the class and they'll help you look for internships based on what you're interested in and stuff like that. No, I just walked in the class.
You're on your own.
Yeah,
you
basically, that's what I, what I had to do because my professor was like, all right, who has internships? And everyone raised their hand. And here I am.
You're like,
Yeah, I'm like, I thought you were going to help me with this, but it worked
out.
That's
all right. Well, you have to go to Gillette for an event tomorrow. You get to come on the show.
And you've met a lot of interesting people.
Yep,
absolutely.
And Chrissy.
Yep. Right. Not just me. I mean, come on, Dina.
No. Yes.
You've met a lot of interesting people and possibly even found a career. We always talk about how people find a career in property management and usually stick with it or move to a different aspect of it. You know, you might be in property management one minute. Dina's associate, actually, from Massachusetts, he was saying that he was in property management and then moved into advertising. And
exactly. Yeah, we have some people on my sales team. Actually, he had came on. His name's Aaron. He's one of my counterpart pretty much in Boston. But he was on the leasing side. He was a manager, which was great because he had already had experience with the property side, and he used our company as a vendor or competitors for the most part. So he was familiar with the advertising side and the property management side. So that was great for him. Once he came on board with us, he could then go sell to the properties, and it was easy for him, where I was I had no idea what I was doing.
Well, you just needed a little more education, and I needed it. Was happy to supply that
absolutely,
education.
Absolutely, and I love it, and I'm very grateful for that.
Right.
And all the relationships I've made, I do have to say, I've in this industry, it's funny, like I've been in sales for a long time. I even own my own business for 5 years, and a lot of the networking events that I used to go to were very schmoozy, bougie. It was more about who could get free drinks and appetizers from 5 to 7 on a Wednesday night.
I mean, isn't that everybody's life?
It is. But I have to say, for some reason...
Especially you're a college student.
Yeah,
come on.
I mean, and listen, and I'm not complaining about that. But if you really want to make connections in an industry, this has been the first real, I can say, networking events that I leave with something other than a buzz. I don't know.
No, but
it's the truth, though. Everybody's really here, right. And everybody really cares about this industry.
They do.
I think.
And, I mean, just because they you know, in the property management industry, I've seen people go from company to company.
Like, oh, my God, all the time.
One over there, one over there. And you just kind of really make it a lifelong career. I mean, I like what I do. I enjoy it. I like the company I work for. I worked my way up from... You know, 8.5 years ago from being a leasing consultant, and everyone in my company had started like that and moved their way up, even our senior vice president. And I love that it's a career for me. It's not just a job that I go to.
And even like, did you even think in a million years, 8.5 years ago, that it would lead you to be
working with
Irem and working with me,
God,
and having
no.
a radio show? I mean, but
right.
that you would have never thought that.
No.
So it actually brings in other outside, you know, experiences that are related
interest,
to the
yeah.
industry.
Right.
But I think it's pretty cool. So let's talk about we have some events to talk about specifically. Actually, we had an event going on today. It's over. Full day Fair Housing with attorney Kathleen Williams. So
yes.
That was today.
And this month, April, is Fair Housing Month. We learned on the IRM.org website.
Well, I learned it when you told me that. So happy Fair Housing Month.
Happy Fair Housing Month.
Right?
Fair Housing is one of the most important things that you'll learn in property management, just treating every situation the same, everybody the same. So that way, you know, and you can kind of open yourself up to lawsuits with some
fair housing
things.
Scares the daylights out of me. Because you don't know what you can say, not say, ask what you can photocopy, not photocopy. It's
sometimes
the truth.
You might think that you're actually helping people. I mean, one of the classic examples of fair housing is we even have this on our maintenance exam. It says if a family comes up to you and says, which apartment would work best for me? And you know that one's close to the playground, so you suggest that one because, that one's close to the playground, so you probably want to be there. You
because
might
they
think,
have children.
Yeah, you might think you're doing something great,
yeah.
but it's actually against fair housing.
So why? Because that family could say, you want us where the
right,
family and the
steering.
Kids are?
You're yes, steering. Right.
See? I could never. I don't think I could ever do that.
I know. You wouldn't think that would be an issue. We should probably have a show about fair housing.
Yeah, because I really think there's a lot. All right. So let me see. So coming up, most importantly, in May, we're going to start talking about our 40th anniversary and awards night. I had spoke to Karen earlier, and we have, let's see. What do we have left? Money used to 2 tickets for event name and program. So we have a sponsorship available. You get 2 tickets for the event. You have your name in the program and signage at the event. So you have that. And the money used towards the entertainment during the cocktail hour, 2 bottles of wine on each table and centerpieces. So those
Ooh.
Are 2 types of sponsorships that are available. So that's exciting. And that is, let's see, that
May
is
17th.
May 17th. And that is at Kirkbray. In my hood, in Lincoln, Kirkbury Country Club. So that's going to be a fun night. And there's going to be entertainment there.
Is it going to be you, Dina?
It's not going to be me. You don't want me singing.
Alex, is it going to be you?
No,
it could be.
It's not going to be me either.
It's definitely, I'm excited about that. And then we have coming up, this is where we have some more sponsorships available. We were talking about earlier, June 6th, the 10th annual golf tournament, which...
10 years. Wow. Oh,
yeah, so we have some raffle sponsorships available. We have some breakfast sponsorships available. Again, you can go on to iramri.org and find out what's available and how to sign up. And Chrissy, how can they find us?
Or you can go to iramri.org, or you can call Karen for any of these sponsorships if you're interested. Her number 401-479-7734. If you've missed any part of the program, you can subscribe to us on iTunes by searching for IRAM Today. Or you can listen to the podcast on our website, which we just mentioned, iramri.org. I guess that'll
and thank you, Alex,
yes,
for coming on.
Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you so much for
having
me.
Yeah, and
here.
Good luck with your internship. And
thank
I'll be
you.
Hanging out with you tomorrow, and we can see.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll
look
coach
forward
you
to
a
it.
Little bit.
Yes.
How's that?
Wonderful.
We'll be back next week. Have a great night.
This episode of IRAM Today is brought to you by New England In Touch Call Center. Unshackle yourself from your phone. New England In Touch is an answering service based in West Warwick, Rhode Island, that lets you focus on bringing up your business's bottom line. With their help, you will have more time and energy to provide the best products and services to your customers. Call New England In Touch today at 866-258-1952.